Well, good morning. I love technology too, and I love this little wireless mic. So if you will, let me say a couple words before I just jump into it. Because once I do, hang on tight. I tend to run 90 miles an hour all the time. I'm sorry. It's just the way it goes. I wanted to encourage you guys this morning. I picked a piece of scripture from Acts, and it is one of Paul's testimonies, one of the three testimonies that he shares in the book of Acts, specifically to the Jewish people. And I thought it was very interesting because he was very much knitting together the Old Testament with the New Testament. And with his understanding and his grace and his simplicity that he brings, he knits together this whole picture of what God has been doing in history. And it is God's testimony to the people, not just to the people of Israel, but to the people. And I was thinking about that because lately God has been impressing on me the value and the importance of our testimony and what that means. When we testify to God, when we share our testimony, we are participating with God in an eternal way. It says that when all have heard, he's going to come back. So to me, that is reason enough. I have a lot of reasons why Jesus should come back today. I sometimes list them out for him, like today would be a good day for you to show up. And he doesn't always listen. But he does say that when all the peoples of the earth have heard, he is coming back. Excuse me as I fiddle with this as it comes over my ear. Yes, I'll move it in just a second. Yes, thank you. I'll move it in just a second, Mary. Anyway, as far as sharing our testimony, I am very passionate about this, and I want to encourage you guys too. One of the scriptures that we had studied a few weeks back was from Revelation 12, 10 and 12, and it's just very important to me, and I would like to read it to you guys. It says, "Then I heard in a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down.'" Hallelujah. "He who accuses them before our God day and night, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death." And this word of the testimony with the blood of the Lamb, when you know Jesus, you have the word of the testimony. You have his testimony. It is being confirmed in you. So one of the things also that scripture says is that faith comes by hearing the word. And so I'm going to present the word to you. And my prayer for you is that your faith would be increased. And when your faith is increased, I pray that your love for God would be increased. And when your love for God is increased, I pray that your obedience would be increased. And when we share our testimonies, you can know for sure that you are obeying God, right? His last words were, "Go and be my witnesses. Don't worry about the end times. Go and be my witnesses." And so that's my prayer for you guys. If you'll pray with me, we'll ask God that. Lord, I thank you that you are here. I thank you that wherever two or three or a whole bunch of us are gathered in your name, you are with us. We give you all the praise, all the glory, for salvation is from you. I pray, Father, that you would indeed increase our faith, that we would hear the word, that we would soak in the word. Lord, let it rest in us, let it resonate in us, and help us to just pour it out like the living water, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. All right, now I'm going to attempt to move this very heavy thing. Oh, I've been working out, but apparently not enough. Now, one of the things after I finish my scripture, because sometimes I have some dramatic pauses, so you know when it is over, I will say the word of the Lord. And then I would like for you to respond in kind, "Thanks be to God." And then you will be dismissed to your classes. This is from Acts 13, 17 through 42. "And Paul stood up, and motioning with his hands, he said, 'Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers, and he made them great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm, he led them out from it. And for a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed the seven nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance. All of this took about 450 years. Now, after all of these things, he gave them judges until Samuel, the prophet. And then the people wanted a king. So he gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And after he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, a man concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Now, from the offspring of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. And after John had proclaimed before his coming a baptism of repentance to all of the people of Israel, and while he was completing his course, John kept saying, what do you suppose that I am? I am not he, but behold, that he who comes after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not even worthy to untie. Brethren, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, to us, the word of this salvation is sent out. For those living in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the prophets or the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him. And though they found no ground for putting him to death, they asked Pilate that he be executed. And after they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down off the cross and they laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And he began appearing to all of those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who now are his witnesses to all the people. And we preach to you the good news of the promise that God made to the fathers, that he has fulfilled this promise in our children, in that he raised up Jesus from the dead. As it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, and today I have begotten thee. And as for the fact that he raised Jesus up from the dead, no more to return to decay, he has said it in this way, I will give you the sure and holy blessings of David. And he also said in another psalm, thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to undergo decay. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid to rest among his fathers and underwent decay. But he, whom God raised, did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and that through him, everyone who believes is freed from all things. Everyone who believes is freed from all things, from which you could not be saved from the law of Moses. Now take heed, therefore, lest what is spoken of in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you scoffers, and marvel, and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your day which you will not believe, even if someone were to describe it to you. Now, as Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that they would say these things to them again the next Sabbath. The word of the Lord. You are dismissed.